800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning.
Melody,
by
okay,
filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the heart.
Looks like we're having a clear spot. They've been coming and going.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 0770. Thank you for listening.
Getting closer, okay?
Okay.
You take care of yourself. We'll be back. Okay, hang on. We'll be ready to go here in just a moment.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about what is going on in the world financially. Well, right now, of course, we are told, and the Wellington letter arrived yesterday, and this is certainly one of the most astute observers I know, and Bert Dorman has basically said that he anticipates that at the present time between the unemployed, the underemployed, and those not even bothered to look for work, we have close to 30 million Americans who are out of work or certainly are underemployed. Furthermore, of course, if you begin to look at the foreclosures, about 1.8 million people, pardon me, 2.25 million people lost their homes last year. 1.8 million people had lost their homes this year, prior to the 1st of July. There are another 2.5 million homes that are currently in foreclosure, and most of them will foreclose. The Obama administration talks a good game, but isn't really trying to solve the problem. The large banks have steadfastly refused to lend money. They're charging exorbitant rates of money. City Financial has actually been forced to put out 13% interest to borrow $3 billion to keep from going into bankruptcy. Delta's paying 17% to borrow money so it keep its planes flying. You can't survive when you're paying that sort of interest rate when you're only making 6% on your money. So we got a real problem financially in the country today. Tell us what's going on with you, Melody.
Well, it's been a little hectic. We've been having a great showing with gold. But you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, everyone focuses on the Dow today. The Dow wowed everybody. You know, it was up 200 points, made it over the 9,000. But that is just a barometer. And I was reading how the next bubble in this recession depression that we're in is about ready to burst. And coming up beginning in August, the numbers of 65% of all filers for unemployment insurance will have run out of their standard 26 weeks. And so many believe this will be the, you know, sort of like the next bubble in this. There's a lot of unemployed people, even people that have had the extended benefits. They are also coming to a close. That's a lot of people who will have, you know, no money coming in whatsoever. They can't find jobs. And so very opposite of what they hear on mainstream news along with the, you know, financial news programs. Not only have they lost significant amounts that they did have in their retirement programs and so forth, now they can't find jobs. These benefits are beginning to lose. So they're looking at about 65% of the entire filing population that will be losing their benefits.
And that's going to have a profound impact. I mean, many of these people may have been hanging on to their homes with the money they were getting from their unemployment benefits, and those homes are going to go into foreclosure. We've got two great new waves of home foreclosures. One is the Alt-A loans, and the other is the prime loans. And there's people who have prime mortgage loans on their homes, you know, just can't make the payments. Their homes are going to go into foreclosure as well. Here in California, of course, the price of homes has dropped phenomenally in many places, as much as 40%, and it's going to keep right on falling. But the next big bubble is going to be commercial real estate. As strip malls and housing developments and condominium developments and certainly skyscrapers and developments in Las Vegas, commercial developments can't make the rent loan payments, and they're going to go into default as well. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're talking about the starry state of our economy. And, of course, with more and more people losing their jobs every month, and they keep telling us, things are really not as bad as they appear just because people are losing their jobs. That doesn't mean the economy is bad. Lots of time the economy is improving, but even though people are losing their jobs, and of course, very often recovery precedes employment, but it's not a matter that people are not, losing their job. I mean, they're losing their jobs. It's not that there are no significant new jobs in production being created. Why? Why? Very simply because there is no credit out there. There is no production. You have to have production before you can have jobs. And before you can have production, you have to have credit available. And the major banks are refusing to loan. They're cutting back. They're refusing to renew loans. And they're doing this intentionally to collapse the economy. But they can't let the American people know that. And Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley and Bank of America and Citigroup are all making lots of money. They're not making as much as I'm sure they'd like to because they're holding a lot of toxic assets, but they're making a lot of money. But they're simply trading on the stock market, but they're not lending money to producers. And you got to lend money to producers before you can have jobs. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Absolutely. There's been a little bit of lending, but far, far needed, much more needed in order to create these jobs. But we've talked about this so many times, and that's what they want. They don't want to create jobs here in the States. They want to create jobs in other places so they can make more money for themselves, and it's as simple as that. It is the agenda for the to move our jobs to other parts of the world where labor is less expensive, and these jobs here in the States are not being replaced, and nothing is being addressed. So certainly the politicians in Washington, their little fixes are basically temporary and mainly are creating more of a problem. So what needs to be done is being ignored, and so this is going to continue. Might have little bouts, might have days where they can be jubilous and having the Dow up 200 points, but it will be short-lived.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom, and people really have to understand what is really going on today. The stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. You've probably never heard of it, unless, of course, you're a regular listener to Radio Liberty. But the Working Group on Financial Markets is made up of the people from the Fed, the Treasury, from the Commodities Exchange, I believe the SEC, and the Federal Reserve branch of Bank of New York City, and they simply manipulate the stock market. And, of course, one of the things is Ben Bernanke's been giving a lot of money to the central banks of Europe. Now, they will not tell Congress how much they've given, but it's estimated about $500 billion. And then the central banks of Europe are coming in, and they are buying up T-bills so that the Fed doesn't have to monetize the T-bills. We give the money to the central banks of Europe, and they monetize they buy up our bonds, and so we can keep going. We're having to borrow. Well, we're going to have to borrow about somewhere between $1.8 and $2 trillion in the months that lead up to the 30th of September of this year when the fiscal year ends. And so we have to borrow all this phenomenal amount of money. And how do you pay it? Well, you simply lend the money to other central banks, and they buy our bonds with our own money. It's a wonderful scam, and the American people don't understand this. This whole thing is on the brink of collapse. And not only that, but the Working Group on Financial Markets, they can manipulate the stock market, the oil market, the commodity market, gold and silver. Oil is simply being held up artificially. The world is awash with oil. Eventually, probably within a year, the price of oil will be down to $25 a barrel, but they're not going to tell the American people that. They're not going to let them understand how bad things really are. Certainly, many of our major factories are closing down. Our strip malls are closing down. Our retailers are closing down. And then they tell us, look, things are better. The stock market's going up. Never pointing out that the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, is manipulating the stock market. Go up on the Internet, use your search engine, look up the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, then you can read about them there, but you're never going to read about it in your local newspapers. In fact, when you read the newspapers, always count the pages yourself. Don't depend upon the page numbers, because I don't even believe those are necessarily accurate. Go right ahead, Melody.
You know, you're right about oil, and they will run it higher because that's the only way that they will run it higher before it goes lower, because that's the only way they'll be able to promote their green and promote a new to encourage people to purchase these vehicles that they want to begin building or have started building and import, you know, from China and from various other places in which they're built. So to help emissions and so forth. So they are going to run oil up, and they do manipulate the price of oil. There's plenty of oil out there, just like you said, just like when they ran oil to 150 last year. They did it for a reason. They did it for a purpose. That's really when things really started to unfold. That's what really broke a lot of people out there. They couldn't afford to go to work. It was very expensive. When it cost $100 for a tank of gas, you know, when you were used to maybe 40 or 50, you know, it tripled for a lot of people. So I believe everything that we've seen, everything that's going to happen, has all been done intentionally, and they will continue to do it. And people need to really protect themselves and prepare for what is about to unfold. I don't think there's any way we can go back, and I think we're on this path, and because there just isn't enough moxie in Washington for anyone. There's a handful in Washington that certainly know what's going on, but there's so few, and so significant changes need to be made.
And, of course, the U.S. Treasury and the Fed, and certainly this small group of people within the Trilateral Commission working in conjunction with the people in Goldman Sachs who come from the Trilateral Commission, the people in Citigroup who come from the Trilateral Commission, the people who control J.P. Morgan Chase who come from the Trilateral Commission, Mr. Geithner comes from the Trilateral Commission. He's the Secretary of the Treasury. And, of course, Paul Volcker, the chief advisor to the President of the United States, Barack Obama, just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission. Does anybody think that happens by accident? Who controls our intelligence? Why, Why, his name is Admiral Blair, and he comes from the Trilateral Commission. Who controls the National Security Council? That's General James Jones. He comes from the Trilateral Commission, as does his administrative assistant, Mr. Damon, D-A-I-M-O-N. In fact, up until recently, they had 11 people. Of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, 11 of them were on the Obama administration, and then they actually added a 12th, and he happened to be the vice chairman or CEO of Goldman Sachs, also a member of the Trilateral Commission. This is how the world really works, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think that you elect your president, you really don't. He is selected for you. They run two people, both whom they control. And, of course, they decided they wanted Barack Obama so that he could lead us into a socialist America, and your attention would be focused on him and all the ridiculous things he's doing and saying without realizing that he is simply a puppet for the ruling class. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The dollar is simply being manipulated, but before long, why, increasingly, other countries throughout the world are simply going to say, we don't want any more of your dollars. We're shipping your dollars over to Europe. They know what's going on. We're shipping your dollars to the central banks of Europe so they can buy our T-bills, so they can keep our economy afloat, but pretty soon there's so many dollars out there. The Chinese and the Russians and the Brazilians and the Indians know that we're never going to be able to redeem our money. And when they repudiate the dollar and establish another reserve currency, all of those reserve dollars throughout the world come flooding back in here. And, of course, at that time, why, the wealth of the American people will be like yesterday's sunset. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, are people beginning to stock up on gold and the silver and the things that they need to be able to survive the coming economic storm?
Well, the complete industry is going through something very strange. You have a lot. It's funny because you have a lot of people who are inquiring about it. But it's like when you have the Dow that's moving upward, they fall into the, you know, well, things are getting better, maybe I will wait. And so many people have called and they're waiting for pullbacks and the gold. They're trying to time the market. And this is what always happens when you have the markets do well, even though gold is doing extremely well. Because a large part of their retirement is in paper. So you find, they're waiting to see what the markets are going to do. They're waiting to see what gold is going to do, if it's going to have a pullback. And people are beginning to take a different route in their portfolios.
And you mean they're not really buying gold and silver at the present time as much as they were?
It's pretty much business as usual. People are buying, but the urgency, they're taking their time. They're not worried. They don't seem to be as worried. They think with all these dollars that are being printed that, yes, you know, the value is going to certainly decrease. But there's no... It's like they have tomorrow and the next day and the next week or the next month. So it's interesting to see the change in people's behavior as this unfolds.
Well, I think basically, of course, we recognize the fact that when the market goes up, the establishment, the Trilateral Commission, the people who mold our minds and create our reality, know that people are not going to have a feeling of urgency. Well, things really can't be bad if the market's going up. They don't realize, of course, it's very easy to manipulate the Dow. In fact, whenever a stock does poorly, like General Motors did poorly, I think it was General Motors and Citigroup, they just took them off the Dow and they put on other stocks in their place so that the Dow would look good. But if they kept all the bad things that had been on the Dow for years, the backdrop of the foundation of our stock market, and many of these corporations are facing bankruptcy today, or on the verge of bankruptcy, and so when they're doing poorly, they take them off the Dow. People look at the Dow without realizing that it's very easy to manipulate 40 stocks. And it's even easier, of course, but you could take off anything that's doing bad and replace it with something that's doing good. And what you're seeing is the psychological manipulation of the minds of our people. And as long as they can do that, as long as the average individual has no idea that we are being manipulated, why, they'll go right along with the agenda. I think that's the real danger, Melody, is that the people respond to the Tao and they let it influence their judgment rather than being able to look objectively at what's really going on.
Absolutely. And then they allow, the people around them also to influence their behavior. And, you have spouses that disagree with what to do. And so, and particularly then when you see the Dow going up, of course, then those that favor the paper investments, usually will win in the argument and so forth. And again, they wait. But everything we've seen, the Dow, these earnings that are coming out, they're just sticks. A lot of them are just lies.
That's certainly, when Goldman Sachs makes, I think $3.40 during the second quarter, I should say $3.4 billion in the second quarter, but the reason they did that is because our government transferred $12.5 billion to them through AIG. And if somebody gave me $12.5 billion, I bet I could show a profit of $3.4 billion. We'll be back in a moment. Right ahead, Melody.
But sure, you have all these economists and analysts that will come out and they'll all these companies are better than expected results because they lower the estimates. So most of them will come out ahead. It's just a little mind game that they play. And then along with the working group of financial markets, they play into it. And it is all manipulated. It's not any different than walking to Las Vegas or going to Las Vegas and gambling. You can't win. You cannot win in that market. It is all denominated in paper. It's in dollars, and our dollar is going to be revalued. It's going to be replaced, and you have this. The world is aflush in all currencies are fiat, and they will have to stabilize all the currencies around the world. That's why, I guess maybe I've just been doing it for so many years that it just seems such a simple process to see how everything is being manipulated. And oftentimes I don't understand how people cannot see what is happening. You don't have to know all the details and all the fine print, but just an overall view of how our dollar is no more as valuable as it once was. I saw an article about Hershey chocolate. They moved their factory out of Hershey, Pennsylvania, down to Mexico. Cheaper labor. You think the product would be less expensive. But they have a 10% increase on their products, and now they're concerned about how their candy is going to be sold through the holidays, through Halloween and Christmas. Here they've lowered their costs, supposedly, but they still increase their product by 10%. And that's significant. And it all comes back to, how much or how more everything costs. Prices are not going down. We're not in a deflationary period. Prices are going to increase. Folks, the only way you can hedge yourself against those increases is, of course, by purchasing gold and silver.
And of course, gold and silver has been the refuge of investors for thousands of years, and certainly it has some real or intrinsic value, and at least it has some mobility, although it gets a little bit heavy, but at least it has intrinsic value. And what the average individual doesn't understand is what happens when a currency or when a fiat currency collapses. People say it can't happen here, and I would like to ask, why can't it happen here? Certainly the Chinese are very, very smart people, and the Chinese, if you're reading the papers very closely, or simply at least once a week, demanding security that the billions of trillions of dollars that they hold, well, probably well over $1 trillion, of their $2.13 trillion they're holding in reserves, I said the majority of this is in American dollars. And they are very concerned that the dollar is going to lose value, and they're going to lose the value of the hard work of their people. So, I mean, they are not going to indefinitely keep up supporting the American dollar, no matter what Mr. Geithner says, no matter how fluent his Mandarin or Chinese is, no matter what Barack Obama says. People throughout the world realize that you can't keep spending more money than you're taking in indefinitely. Pretty soon you get into real trouble, and America is in real trouble financially today. It's only a matter of time before the whole house of cards comes tumbling down once again. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. If you have a question, comment, let us know. But as we see the market now, the stock market going up over 900, remember, I am not a financial advisor. I'm simply an amateur historian who's been following this for some 47 years. And I will tell you, we're getting ready for one of the greatest drops in the stock market you've ever seen. It'll probably go down even lower than it was before. It'll probably bounce back again. It'll be up and down, just like exactly as it was in 1930 and 1931 and 1932. Until it finally just totally collapsed at the end of 1932. It ended up down about 85% from where it had been in October of 1929. So basically you can pretty well anticipate what's going to be happening here by remembering and studying what has happened in the past. And it's exactly the same banks doing exactly the same things. They may have changed their names a little bit, but it is the same banking families and same banking interests that controlled our Federal Reserve System and the bank in 1929, that did exactly the same sort of foolish things that they're doing today, but they're not foolish. This time they're really intent upon destroying our economy and the economy of the entire world, with the hopes that they're going to be able to bring in this one world government they dream of. Well, certainly, Melody, what's happening as far as silver? Are people interested in silver these days?
Yes, I think silver is a great buy right now. Sounds like we're both coughing, Dr. Stan.
Right.
Silver is a great buy right now, both gold and silver is. I look at silver a little bit differently than most of my competitors. I think it's a very important item to have in your portfolio. And I think it's going to do very well. And I think I keep my silver purchases to mainly two or three items. I think those are the best items that you can purchase, the 90% silver, silver eagles. I think those are the best that you can purchase. You get legal tender, the 90% silver, and you get more silver for your dollars. And of course, the silver eagles is a great way to get a product with a little bit having a more pure silver. We do sell lots of bars and silver rounds and so forth. They're not legal tender, but if someone's just strictly want to speculate on the silver market, it's a good thing. It's a good way to get silver a little bit less expensive. But most of our customers are looking for the silver that they can use in the future. And I think both of those products is very good. I usually will stay away from the older silver dollars. I mean, I have them. They're available, and certainly people do buy them. But my recommendation is the silver dollars, the peace dollars, the Morgan dollars, unless you get them certified, if you get the circulated kind, you pay a large premium on the front end, but when you go to sell them, you really don't get much more than melt value for them. So there's a wide spread, a big range from bid to ask, and I just don't think that's good value. I think when they once were sold at $6, when silver was, you know, 3 and 4, and you could buy them at 6, that was one thing. But I think in today's market, when you're paying so much for silver, I think there's better values. I think the silver eagle is a better value, and I think the 90% is a better value. If you want the piece in Morgan for an investment, at least go into a 63 or a 64 Morgan. They haven't done anything. Even when we've seen silver go to $22, they didn't move that much. But yet we can look back historically on their price, and they sold for $400, $500, $600. So they're far from their historic high. So you do have a big potential there.
How much would those actually cost at the present time? Do you have any idea?
Well, you could pick up 63 Morgans for probably around $50, $55.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Vernon, who's calling us from Salinas. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Vernon. How are you doing?
I'm doing magnificent, Dr. Stan. How are you doing? You doing good?
No complaints at all. Anyway, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do have a comment. You know what? When I hear all this stuff, the one thing that we have to remember, like it says in Job chapter 9, verse 24, the earth has been given into the hands of the wicked. So, you know, you can put your trust in gold, silver, or whatever, but you need to put your trust in the Most High.
You're absolutely, you really should do both. You should put your faith in God as if it's up to Him, but you'd be very foolish not to make some preparations for yourself. As we're told repeatedly in both the Old and New Testament, you really have to, of course, you certainly understand that we are here, trapped in this world. There's nothing we can do about it, and you certainly would want to be looking after yourself and your family. But in the final analysis, I agree.
Absolutely.
Why, this is a spiritual battle, and we're going to have to rely upon God. Hold that thought.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I think that, of course, what Ferdinand said is really very true. We live, though, in two dimensions, in two realms. One is the realm here on this earth, and the other is the spiritual dimension. And I think that we have to look after ourselves in the visible realm and prepare, to depend upon our Lord in the invisible or the spiritual realm. And we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. But right now, Melody, would you like to go ahead and get out your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you?
I certainly would. And I also agree with Vernon. And it is so important to do that and to keep things where everything needs to be. But God did provide for us. He has given us everything that we need to survive while we're here on this planet. And I do believe gold is one way in which he has given us in order. And certainly we shouldn't put any of our faith into our everyday items, materialistic things. But he does provide for us. That I do know. And our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. It is 1-800-375-4188. And if anybody would like to visit our website, we have radio programs that you can listen to and newsletters and articles in which you can read and also find out how to get started if you're new to the market, to the gold and silver market. There's some common questions with answers, and our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And again, that is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. And just if you have a question, comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we'll go to Dave here in Illinois. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, I have a comment. Good afternoon, by the way. Talk about the economy. One thing that really gets my goat is that because we lost all the factories almost all gone, the Dow does. I mean, the stock market is not our economy anymore. It really isn't. I don't care if the Dow climbs 1,000,000 points. It's not going to create any jobs in America. So it's such a total scam. The stock market isn't our economy anymore.
You're absolutely right, but the average American doesn't understand how they come up with the 40 industrials. Whenever one of them is doing poorly, they pull it out and they put in something that's doing good to give you that optimistic feeling that everything's great and things are going to get better. Where, of course, they know that the people who are really running the economy, the trilateralists, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Morgan Stanley, the other major banks, are intentionally and maliciously and purposely and viciously withholding funds simply to destroy our economy and facilitate the transfer of our wealth to other nations. That's why, of course, we're giving General Motors all this money so they can become leaner, so that they can close down their factories here. Why do we want them to close down all their factories, the Saturn factory, the Hummer factory, the Subaru factory, and the Pontiac factory? Why do they want them to do that? Oh, they're going to be more efficient. Well, that's what I would think that the people who run the company would be far better off to say that. Why do they want to do away with some 3,500 dealerships, most of them General Motors dealerships? They want to put people out of work, but they can't tell the American people that, oh, no, we're from the government. We're here to help. Don't you trust us? Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear this ridiculous comment that, you know, employment lags the market. That's just a big, fat lie. It's a lie because the jobs, the factories are gone. I mean, to heck with the stock market. It's not the economy. It's a game of a bunch of rich people play, but it's not a game the average American is affected by at all anymore.
Well, there are an awful lot of people, you know, the middle class people who got into the stock market, and over a period of years they made a lot of money. The trouble was when the market was being manipulated, and then when the market turned around, they lost a considerable amount of what they had lost, and certainly some of them are getting back in now. Fortunately, not very many of them are, but the market's being set up for another collapse. It's just not a matter of if, but when. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
I agree. I mean, look at the employer out there. I mean, look at the people who have had 401ks. They don't have a choice. I mean, their funds go in there. I guess they have a choice whether they want to commit or not. Once they begin committing, they can't get their money back out. It all goes straight into the market. It is the biggest scam ever, just like what you've said. But you can tell they don't want people to have jobs here. They want to take them. They want the system to fail. When you have an economy that's based two-thirds on consumer spending, people out there, they need to make people feel good. They need to make people feel wealthy. If you don't feel good, you're not going to go out and spend. You have to, and that's what the Dow and all these numbers, it is all an illusion that they've created to totally collapse the system. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing today if they wanted to put people to work. They don't want people to work. People can't do anything. They can't resist when they're broke.
And officially,
they can't resist when they're hungry.
I mean, what's one of the biggest industries we have in the United States today? It's Boeing. Boeing has one order for a plane this year. One order for a plane this year. The Dreamliner is becoming a nightmare liner. I mean, it's going to be years before it's going to be flying. It's an entirely new technology. They're not using metal and rivets. They're using some sort of plastics. They're baking the wings. They bake the wings, and I guess they baked the wings, and they found it wouldn't fly. Boeing is, you know, losing, I mean, countless millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, and Boeing, we could very well lose Boeing before very long, unless, of course, we go into full production for war. It's possible they're going to bring us into a war to try to get us out of the mess we're in. That's what they usually do. They create wars, and right now they're building up hatred for Iran. People have forgotten we brought the mullahs to power, the vicious mullahs. We brought them to power when we actually toppled the Shah back in 1979. And now we've created the best enemy money could buy. But I agree with you, David. Our economy is in terrible shapes, and more of our factories are simply having to shut down. I know there's a big steel foundry up there in Berkeley. There's only two of this type of steel foundries in the United States, and they've cut their steel usage from 900 million tons to 100 million tons this year. I mean, they're just dramatically cutting back. People don't know there whether they're going to have jobs here 6 months from now or not. So the unemployment is spreading here in California. How's it doing back there in Illinois, Dave?
Not very good. I mean, Caterpillar, it just built a plant in Texas. They'll probably get dirt cheap labor, so Caterpillar's off my Christmas list. I mean, it's pure corporate greed, you know, and it's destroying this country. It's just sickening.
Well, but what's the alternative? I wouldn't want to give the right to the government. What we need is more responsible people. What we need are tariffs that force corporations to return to the United States. But, of course, well, you're saying, well, you are a protectionist, and you're jolly right I'm a protectionist. I want to protect jobs for the American people. We can't help the rest of the world if America goes down and the leaders of our country want to destroy America and want to redistribute our wealth. And if you haven't read the Earth Charter, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get it. It was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, the Earth Charter, read point 10A, where they talk about the dissemination of our wealth to other nations, and that's exactly what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Did you have another point you wanted to make before we let you go, Dave?
Just pray for this country.
God bless, and please get people back there in Illinois listening, will you?
I'll do my best.
Thanks. Okay, fine. Well, of course, you know, Dave said the situation isn't very good there in Illinois. Now, I know you live in a university town there in Pennsylvania, but what's happening to the economy over there overall in Pennsylvania, Melody?
Well, not very well, and we're a state similar to California. They can't pass a budget. And so you're beginning to see, their state workers getting less pay for some of the time that they worked in July and so forth. And what's interesting is I was reading an article where people are so close to, they're setting up special, I mean, they're only missing a part of their wages, not all of it, just a part of it. And they're trying, the governor got interest-free loans. food banks are preparing for emergency supplies for the employees that would be in need of temporary food stamps and welfare. And they're only missing a part. I mean, that's how close people are. That's how desperate people are becoming on each and every paycheck they need so much. And it's, to me, I thought that was, I mean, and particularly with people who work for the state, I mean, they're usually fairly well paid and so forth. So it is beginning to, it is tough. Here in the university town, you're beginning to see the cracks. You're beginning to see homes that are taking longer to be sold. And that's probably the biggest sign in which you see there's still building going on and so forth, which is probably everywhere. But things are quiet. You know, when it used to be hustling and bustling in the evenings or in the weekends, it's a lot more quiet. So you can see things that way. Unemployment, the jobs are not there. I mean, it's service, it's McDonald's, and that's pretty much about it. So people are hurting.
And I think they're going to be hurting a lot, because I think people have to realize that the stimulus bill, they've only spent a little over a billion of the, $737 billion they got for the stimulus bill. So a lot of this is going to be spent later this year. And, of course, what it's really all about is, trying to get the economy looking good for the year 2010. We have the congressional election, so they're going to try to hold the money back, let the people lose their jobs now, so that they hope that they're going to be able to create at least temporary jobs with the stimulus money that's going to be coming up next year. Now, remember, this is not going to go into permanent jobs. It's going to go into temporary jobs. We're going to build a bridge here. We're going to build a road there. But we're certainly not going to be helping industry, of course, build more products, certainly the products that we can export so we can maintain a viable economy. So everything is a temporary fix, because the people in charge do not believe in the free enterprise system. What they really want to do is simply stay in power as they systematically transfer American jobs to other countries. And General Motors is ramping up their factories over there in China. They're talking about now beginning to import General Motors cars manufactured into China or into the United States. Small, efficient cars are made with American technology being brought in here in large numbers to displace American jobs. They're going to do the same thing from Brazil. They're going to do the same thing in India. But they can't tell the American people we're giving all this money to General Motors so they can transfer production overseas, because most people just wouldn't be intelligent enough to understand the high thoughts of our leaders, whose loyalty is not to America, but to the rest of the world. Well, certainly, Melody, you know, as you talk to the people who must be calling in on a regular basis, sharing their stories, what are they telling you? Are people pretty down, depressed over the world?
They're very concerned. And, you know, you mentioned about the stimulus and the roads and the bridges. My question is, how many people that have been laid off can actually work on bridges and so forth? You already have the PennDOTs. You already have the state crews that already does that work, and probably some of them. So to me, I think a lot of that stimulus for these things are just going to, you know, extend their employment. And sure, there might be some office jobs created, but I don't think it's going to create as much as what everyone anticipates that will be created. But people are very concerned. They're beginning to also see through Obama. They're also seeing that the lies, the distortions of what was said during the elections to what is happening now. And I've had people who've told me that, you know, they had voted and for him, and now they wish they hadn't. And so it hasn't taken very long for people to see what is coming down the road, coming down the path, and what is coming out of Washington. So people are becoming aware, but again, they're just a little more cautious, you know, because they feel the calm of the storm. I mean, we've had part of the storm, like a hurricane. We're like in the eye of the hurricane with the other side of the hurricane to come through. And we're it seems calm, but it really isn't. Things are unfolding. They're unfolding rapidly. We're seeing these big swings in the market. And I mean, the dollar is certainly losing a lot of value of late. It's going back down. And so things haven't stopped. Things haven't gotten better.
Well, I think that, Christopher, if they get this cap and trade bill through, and I hope it doesn't, but it's going to massively increase the electric bill of everybody who's listening to this program. Probably double or even triple the electric bill. It is going, of course, to dramatically increase the cost of gasoline. There's going to be something like a 77 cent federal tax on gasoline, of course. But what they really want to do is get you out of your cars. They really believe, and if you read the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is part of this master plan that they never want the American people to know, they want to get you out of your cars. They'd like you to get you onto bicycles. They'd like to get you walking. After all, wouldn't that be healthy for you? They want to lower our living standards here and get you into a little tiny car they have over in China, and that's about all you're going to be able to afford with the price of gasoline. And because there's so much gasoline in the world, they can't drive the price up that way. So they're just going to massive increase in taxes. But Barack Obama said he was only going to tax the rich. No, ladies and gentlemen, he intends to tax everybody, but they can't tell the people what they're really up to. This health care bill where they're going to expand coverage and cut costs. I mean, does anybody really believe they can expand coverage and cut costs? And I will tell you that the government has been doing everything they could to create a crisis. I mean, they have done everything they could to drive up the cost of health care and decrease the quality of care in the hospital. I'll never forget having dinner with a hospital administrator. And, of course, when I was trained in the days, when you went to the hospital, you got a back rub every night, maybe every morning, too. And her remark was, you know, your chance of getting a back rub today, you know, is about the same as getting winning the lottery, because all the government papers and government forms that they have to fill out, the government has created this problem. They've cost-shifted from Medicare to the private people so that they do not pay the cost of the Medicare patients who they're providing free care to, and a lot of these are very wealthy people who could afford to buy their own health care. But, of course, they can't tell the American people that the reason, of course, that they have to do something and do it now is because the Medicare system is in the process of imploding. Actually, of course, their Medicare is paying out more than it's bringing in. It's a gigantic Ponzi scheme. It dwarfs anything that Bernie Madoff did, but they can't tell the American people. It's all been a lie. And the new health care system's a lie, too. It's going to be based upon rationing access to health care and killing off the elderly. That's the only way to make it work. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I encourage anyone who has any questions regarding any gold and silver, your investments, we'd be more than happy to look at your portfolio to see if it needs to be tweaked in any manner. I'm not an advocate of trading just to trade in and out of gold and silver just to get something different. But sometimes you can do something because I've seen some horrible portfolios out there. We'd be more than happy to do that. You can just give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And the way I view the markets, I believe gold is one way that you can be independently free, financially free and out of the system. I believe any dime that goes into any type of share, bond, you're just helping their cause because they're using your money to destroy this country, and it's just as simple as that. And so I put my money where gold is at. I know I'm free of them, and you can have your privacy at the same time. So I do believe gold was here for a reason. It's been provided, and I encourage anyone to give me a call if you'd like to talk about your gold and silver portfolios.
Do you have to report sales, any sales, to the federal government at all?
Sales need to be reported if someone would spend over $10,000 in cash.
What about, of course, in a check for over $50,000? Do you have to report that?
No.
So you
bank wires you do not have to report.
All right, fine, because there's always a record, of course, is the in the bank, so they can always track your accounts. And believe me, they're tracking all, everybody's accounts. In fact, NASA's building a new 1 million square foot NSA, that's National Security Administration, a new 1 million square foot facility. I think it's in Utah someplace. They've got so many records because they've got every telephone call that's ever been made and every email and every fax that's ever been made. And if you don't think they're listening to you, well, you've got to be incredibly naive. This is all through Project Echelon. It's been going on for many years. But they cannot let the American people know the truth, so they talk about, oh, my goodness, you know, suddenly would never do anything without a warrant. Well, maybe in the name of terrorism to protect the American people from a nuclear attack, we might do it, but we would always get a warrant later on. But, Chris, they really don't. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, Melody, I'd like you to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
1-800-375-4188. The telephone number, 800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, Diane, thanks very much for being with us. And, of course, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom, and Melody does support Radio Liberty, but we love to have her support. We love to have her on as a guest, and thanks so much, Melody.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, and, of course, this is the time when I do suggest that if you want to understand what is really going on and make your plans accordingly, you need, of course, to get our newsletters. They're up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. And we explain to you how they've created this whole scam. We have a little pamphlet called The History of Money, another The Financial Meltdown, explaining exactly how they did this whole situation. And, of course, you need to hear my talk on financial Armageddon to understand why they've done what they've done, why they want to destroy our economy, and, of course, what lies ahead. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The Financial Armageddon is a DVD, and, of course, there's a syllabus goes with that. We have a talk on financial tsunami given maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and the syllabus goes with that. But good, sound information you need to know to be able to survive, because most people are not going to survive what lies ahead. Certainly the books of the Coming Battle was written in 1899 by Mr. Walther, an attorney, who talked about how the banks were eventually going to take control of our government, and they do. And where do you think that the key people in government come from? Henry Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury. He came from Goldman Sachs. Mark Patterson, of course, who's Timothy Geithner's Chief of Staff. He's Secretary of the Treasury. Why, they came from Goldman Sachs. And you'll find that the key people, in fact, the new advisor to the State Department on, I believe it's Mideastern Affairs, he comes from Goldman Sachs. He's just been appointed in the last couple of days. But all of these people interlock, of course, into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness or watch the DVD. And then, of course, you need to get the syllabus on the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Because you can't tell the players without a program. You can't tell why the Obama administration wanted to give, not sell, give Chrysler, an American corporation, to Fiat, which is an Italian company. Why would you give Chrysler to Fiat? Why wouldn't you put it out for bid and try to get some money for it? Why, very simply. Because the CEO and the assistant CEO of Fiat just happened to come, just by chance, from the Trilateral Commission, which is this little organization that runs the world. You're not going to hear about it. You're not going to hear about it on most television programs. They're still talking about the CFR. That's sort of the farm team now that Trilateral Commission took over, really, in 1976, and has been running things since then. And between 1976 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission with less than 85, certainly less than 90 members. There are 87 members today. Do you honestly believe that happened by accident? Well, you need, of course, to hear my talk, Financial Armageddon. We've got a great talk by Patrick Wood. He gave last October on the background of the Trilateral Commission. He's certainly the world's leading expert on that. And we, of course, carry Professor Sutton's little book on the Trilateral Commission. And we recommend this information to you. You need to understand who the players are, what they're up to, their goal, the destruction of our nation, the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation, a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and a one-world ruler. You need to get, of course, the Final Countdown DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone, Part 1, Part 2, the book. The CD is called The Coming Armageddon. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. War.